Solomon's Independent Radio. And now, it's time for Understanding the Law, a show taking your questions about how the law affects you. A show that is a deep discussion on the most common topics that come up in a law office and how the system of law works right here in Cullman County. If you have a question about the law, give us a call here at the Live 95 studio at 256-737-9505. This program is made possible by the support of local Cullman attorney Melvin Hastings. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And no lawyer on this show actually helped write that disclaimer. And now, here's your host for Understanding the Law, Big D, Daryl Netherly.
Welcome back to another edition of Understanding the Law right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio. Triple Threat is in the house, Little D, Marvelous Melvin Hasten, Coleman Attorney, and your host, Big D, right here on Tuesday, right before Valentine's. So make sure you have your sweetheart some flowers, roses, candy.
Have you priced some roses?
Oh, yeah. What is it, like $50, $75, something like that, $100?
I just left the shop and looked at some, and two dozen red roses was $120.
Any other time you can get them at the big retail box for like $10 a dozen. Yeah, they're jacking up their prices and making money. That's crazy. It really
taking
is.
Taking advantage of all of
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're taking advantage. Yeah. I mean, that's the world today. They want to take advantage of you any way they can. Unless it's, what is it, Black Friday. That's the only time that you're going to get deals. Any time of the year.
And you have to go to Walmart to do it, too.
Yes. So, yeah. And what's funny about it, Melvin, is the day after Christmas, they're going to carry most of that stuff back.
Yes.
So now they've got 15 checkout lines that's just returns only. So, you know, that's got to tick some people off, buying all these presents.
Yeah, and I wonder where that goes, too. I wonder if that ends up in, like, Big Lots and places like
that. Probably does. Especially if it's been open and broken or used. You know, years ago they had a place that's currently at Hobby Lobby, which was a knockoff of Sam's Club Walmart called Bud's.
Yes.
Now, Bud's was actually the brother, I think, of Sam Walton. So it was all the rejected stuff, basically, from Walmart, and I believe probably their returns. But you know what? I mean, the store stayed busy for a while until it shut down. So, big-time retailers, I tell you. They're all out trying to make a dollar. So, but you can imagine some of the rent on some of these buildings. Oh, don't you know?
Thousands. It is thousands of dollars a month. It's crazy.
And the central heat and air.
Yes.
Could you imagine a light bill? Which I'm sure the city of Cullman, along with every other city in the nation, gives them some kind of tax break probably for several years and free water and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think probably the property owners get helped a lot.
Yeah.
If you build the building on the property, the property taxes, and then there's something about I think they refund some of the sales tax you bring in. So
Which I think there's only one man in Cullman that owns everything. So there you go.
Quite a few of them. Most of the shopping centers.
Yes. I can't even imagine. You know, they should rename him Mr. Cullman. That's what they should do. Mr. Cullman.
Yeah, it would have been nice to get hooked up with Sam Walton back in the 70s or 80s and started buying the land, building his buildings for him.
Man. And you know, back in the day, early 80s, he flew over Cullman in his private jet weekly. And he said, you know what? That looks like a nice little town right there. Why don't we pull in the next time we come through and I'll go to the Chamber of Commerce? Uh-huh. And that's how Walmart distribution began.
It's been here ever since.
Yeah. And granted, it is the oldest distribution center within the Walmart company now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep. It started operation in 1982, and it is the oldest one. But, hey, they're still pumping out product at the 151 dock doors that they got down there.
Well, they, in 89, 88, 89, 87, I remember that time period when you – graduated from school, you was a big shot if you got to work at Walmart distribution.
Yeah, so. I got hired about a week after I graduated high school at $5 an hour. Man, I thought I was rich, dude.
Money.
I was at Burger King for like $3.50 an hour, and I went up to $5. I thought I was rich. Yeah, those were the days. Oh, me.
When you could still get 25 cent soft drinks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Penny, man. Penny bubble gum.
You get a whole Whopper meal for like $1.25 probably back then. And so while I was there, we had this deal that you printed your own coupon. Okay, so we had people that used crayons, you know, and they'd write their own coupon. It says, buy one Whopper, get one free. We sold so many Whoppers during that month, it was unbelievable. But they still made a profit, I guess.
Yes.
Oh, me. So what's going on in the world of law? Anything good?
Nothing new. It's
nothing
all
new?
The same, yes, sir.
Same old judges, same old violators, and man, but I mean,
prosecutors, same old prosecutors.
Yeah, I mean, it would be just a quiet little town if we didn't have all this crime going on. Everybody'd be out of a job. Wouldn't nobody be at the courthouse but to tag people? Come get your tag. We ain't got no convicts right now.
Yeah, they. I think it was last week or the week before. Yeah, there was 200 and something. I can't remember how many it was in district court on a call docket. 200 and something cases.
Jeez.
Now, you know, some people's got two or three cases, but there's probably at least, I'd say 140, 150 was probably different, you know, different individuals with cases. Yeah. That's a lot of stuff to go through.
So is it pretty quick when you're bringing somebody in as far as guilty, not guilty, here's your fine? So we can get the next person through? Can it be?
Sometimes it can be, but sometimes it slows down. You know, if it's a misdemeanor or if it's a traffic offense, you really don't even have to plead guilty. Usually the judges say, how do you plead? You know, guilty. But if you got some agreement, they just sign off on it, say you understand the agreement, and you know, and sometimes the traffic offenses, they'll tell you a little bit, then it's over with. Misdemeanors are a little bit more thorough, you know, they'll say, oh, you know, it's a 12-month sentence, suspended for 24 months, you got probation, you don't have to serve jail time, do what you're supposed to, pay these court costs and fines, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Now, felonies are different because you have to get something, we'll call it a colloquy, which means you have to say, here's a set of facts, and this set of facts makes it a felony. So every felony plea takes a lot longer because you have to go through that process.
Now, do they still do that driving school thing pretty hot and heavy these days?
Yeah, it's still available. I tell you what's really – I just don't think it's fair. I don't even know how they get by with it is – if you got CDLs, you don't get no breaks for nothing. You know, for the speeding, you don't get driving schools, you don't get nothing else. You know,
just get them points.
You just get them points and lose your CDLs. And I just don't know. You know, if you're in a big rig speeding, okay. But if you're in your vehicle speeding, that should be different. But they still treat you the same. But if you, as long as you don't have CDLs, and I think it's what, as long as you're not over 21 miles an hour over the speeding limit. So as long as you're less than 91 on the interstate, you know, then. Then you're eligible for the driving school. You pay the money and go down and watch. I guess you. Well, I haven't been so long; it's been unbelievable. I guess
I was a teenager when I went.
Yeah, you used to watch the films of all the deadly crashes, and they say this could be you, and it slowed you down for a little bit.
I left the casinos in Tunica and was coming through Tupelo, and Mississippi State Trooper clocked me at 90, I believe, 90 and a 70. So he, I seen him turn around. You know, I was way ahead of him, but. I knew he tagged me, so I went ahead and pulled over, and I waited on him. And a very nice gentleman, and he told me that the fines in Mississippi were really hefty at 90 mile an hour.
Yes.
He says, but since you pulled over and you waited on me, I'll give you a break. And I'm just going to write down 80.
Yeah.
So about a month or so rolls around, and it's time for me, you know, to call or something. So I called the courthouse in Tupelo, and I said, I plead guilty, and I'll write you a money order right now and send it, because I know it's due. She said, yes, sir. That'd be
$34. That's pretty nice, wasn't
I said, that's fine, and court costs and everything? Yes, sir. I said, it's in the mail today.
Now I think it's probably 183, something like that.
Wow.
It's like, I'm trying to remember, 160. Yeah, maybe It used to be like 161 and maybe a $20 fine, maybe 181, something like it. It's still less than 200, right. But it's approaching. It's slowly. See, that's how we as citizens get snookered. You know, they took this, 15, 20 years ago, they said, hey, no new taxes. We're not going to raise your taxes. So everybody says, all right, we're electing all these people. It's not raising taxes, but they raise everything else. Right. Mm-hmm. All of your court costs, all of, you know, they add these little fees here and little there. So that's how they get you not raising taxes.
So, you know, in a month's time, let's just say Coleman County, whatever, that they rack up $30,000 just in speeding fines. Where does that money go?
Most of it goes to the state.
Does it really?
Yes. The county can only keep a portion of it, and it's a small portion. Yes. Yes,
so,
it is bad.
So is that why they have a lot of state troopers in different counties? Because
it just goes to the general fund. I mean, when you get the money, you get the general fund. That's the fines and then court costs. I can't remember how. I almost want to say that almost all the court costs are gone to the state. I mean, when you pay court costs, for instance, I looked at this one time and we broke it down. They used to charge like a $1 or $2, $3 law library fee. That's a Coleman County. That's part of court cost. That's a Coleman County fee. It probably goes to Coleman County. There'd be some other little administrative fee for this and for that, whatever else. And they just keep dollars, literally just a few dollars. The rest of the money, I think, goes to state. Now, with fines, I can't remember how it's divided. It may be divided up with the prosecution and then with the state. But most of the money goes to the state.
How in the world is this state so broke after all the money? All the revenue that it's collecting through 67 counties, how is it staying so broke?
Because they just spend money on useless things. I mean, when you buy new Tahoes for everybody and new, I mean, everybody's got a vehicle. You get a state job, you get a vehicle, probably a fuel goodness. Card, and it adds up.
I always thought it was funny. I guess, what is it, maybe when the Senate is in session or something like that. I remember it from years ago. And I guess everybody that was part of it, I mean, they could literally go 95 mile an hour, yes, on the interstate, and the state trooper would, no, don't pull them over. And if you do, you let them go.
Yeah.
You don't give them a ticket.
Yeah, there's something about some kind of immunity,
so,
or something.
Bogus.
Yeah.
I mean,
bogus.
They could be out there trying to kill somebody in their motor vehicle, and you don't say nothing to them. You just let them go. Holy smoke. Let me have a job there. Get my little Miata. I'd be cosmic sounding all the way through Birmingham and Montgomery. That's only when Danielle lets me drive it, because she's all the time driving it through Coleman. Oh, me.
They may like that little Miata in Birmingham.
I bet they would. It would be flashy in that town, that's for sure. It'd be a eye catcher. I tell you, can you just imagine how many fines they get in Jefferson County? Good Lord. With that traffic down there and them cops pulling people over all the time. And I think they're doing like a new ramp right there at Malfunction Junction,
yes,
right now.
Yes.
Like we need another one.
Yes.
And holy smoke.
It's supposed to be better. We'll see.
That's unbelievable. I mean, I never thought there'd be that much traffic in Birmingham, especially going down 280. I mean, that is just, that's crazy. Yeah, but everybody wants to live on the outskirts of Birmingham, going toward, yes, Chelsea and, yes, and those other places. And, man, I can't even imagine driving in that every day. Can't even imagine. So we're just going to talk about traffic today.
Traffic court.
Traffic court. Oh, man. I just think it would be a kind of an easy job being the judge and doing that, you know. Pay you fine, boy. Be $150 and you're going to jail.
Well, they collect the money, and I'm going to tell you, and it probably should be, the DUI fees are just, oh, man.
Like $2,500 on your first one or something?
No, I mean, it's still less than $1,500, but it's approaching the $1,300. But that's the court cost and the fines. Now, when it's all said and done, yeah, you spend that much money because you're going to have to spend $300 more to get your license back. You're going to have to go through some of the classes and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, when it's all said and done, you're spending $2,500, $3,000 Yeah.
Now, do they still have that three strikes you're out rule on DUIs that you go to prison or something?
Well, yeah, what happens is if within 5 years on your first DUI, you get, you know, you can get a suspended sentence, but with your second and your third DUI, it's actually got you're supposed to serve some jail time. You know, and it's like 48 hours, and I can't remember what the third one is. But then on your fourth one, within 5 years, it becomes a felony. Yeah.
Wow. So you will get some.
You get a year. You don't use on DUIs, you don't use them to enhance sentences. You can't use them to enhance other felonies. And other felonies don't enhance your sentences. You still it's the 1 to 10 years, and that's the range. So, yeah, you can get up to 10 years on it.
Jeez, I can't imagine. I can. I mean, but you know what? It's good to keep DUIs down.
Yeah, after the first or second, you think you'd put you'd be like, man, that's enough. Because it really hits your pocketbook.
You know. But you know, Melvin, I've seen it a million times. People, you know, in the newspaper, seventh DUI.
Yes.
What? You didn't learn from the first six DUIs, and here you are out doing it again. I don't even comprehend that. You know, because this guy has got to be Otis by now. He just lets himself in the cell, lets himself out Monday morning so he can go to work.
He can probably go ahead and tell him what his BAC, what his alcohol content is already. I can tell you it's a 0.21 right now.
Oh, my goodness. You know, you'd almost think that the all-county sheriff's departments would just go ahead and start doing blood work at the sheriff's office instead of taking them to the hospital. Have a nurse on staff draw blood.
They all go to LabCorp at the end anyway. But that dragger's pretty accurate. I mean, it's all time. You know, depending how much time it's been. So
you know, I wonder what they've done. You know, many in the early years, whenever the popo would confiscate your liquor back in the day. What they done with all that liquor? Poured it out every time. All right. So seriously, I had a next door neighbor back in the '70s in Jefferson County. He was an Alabama state trooper, and he confiscated so much alcohol it was unbelievable, and it ended up in his refrigerator, and he would show it to us.
With all the alcohol that he confiscated?
Yes, and it was in his refrigerator, and he was a state trooper for many years.
Probably especially during the Prohibition time, I bet they was keeping it.
All right, Melvin, on the line, and Champ from Coleman, welcome to Understanding the Law. What's your question or statement?
I don't know many Champs.
I don't either.
I don't know who it is.
We know who it is. Champ, welcome aboard. Can you hear us, Champ?
Hey, Big D, Melvin, how are y'all tonight?
We are fine as wine.
Good. Melvin, you were just talking about DUIs. Would you tell the audience, in your judgment, what is the average cost of a DUI in terms of attorney's fees, court costs, fines, increased insurance rates, bail bonds? What would you say the average cost of a DUI is? $5,000, $10,000?
Yeah, you're at least, because I forgot a lot of stuff you said. The I believe when you get a DUI, you have to bond out. So, correct me, Champ. I think it in the minimum like $175 on the bail bond fee.
Yes,
I think it is. So you pay $100 for a bail bond. I mean, a lot of people do. And then you have to pay a $175 bail bond fee, and then when you bond out, you got to pay $35. So you're already sitting at $300 right there. And then if you spend $750, $1,000, $1,500, depending on which DUI you've got and where it is on a lawyer's fees, and then you spend you're gonna spend $1,500, $1,600 by the time you get court referral, NA meetings, all that stuff, and your fines and costs. This is on the first DUI, guys. You know, that's what we're talking about. And then your insurance rates are just unbelievable. You know, they say on the radio it's $10,000. You know, that's always the commercial that you know it's gonna cost you $10,000, and it probably does, because what are they, Champ? It's $600 is the minimum fine the first time. $1,100
minimum
is the minimum fine, and then what does it go to $2,200?
goes to 2200, and then you've got the time off work from going
yes.
to court, the time off work if you go to jail. I think it's every bit of 10,000. Not
oh,
working.
Yes.
Now, after your first DUI, is it then that you have to get like that SR-22 insurance or what?
Well, you probably will because you're not going. Nobody else is going to give you insurance.
Okay.
So you're going to have the high insurance,
and you have to keep that for a year or so.
I don't know until you get insured again. I don't know how long. I don't know how insurance do that, but you know the other thing is this. The champ probably knows about as much as I do about because sometimes I forget these laws. But with the new laws, you have the interlock device that you have to blow into your vehicle to get it started. So if you're above a level, what is it, Champs? Is it 0.16 or 0.18?
I think it's 0.16.
I think it is, too. So if your alcohol level is above a 0.16.
That's when you get arrested?
No. 0.08, 0.08 is the limit that they're going right. to – well, they can arrest you less than that.
Okay.
But 0.08 is the limit where it is presumed that you're at a level that's unsafe to drive.
Okay.
Once you get a 0.16, then part of your sentence for the next year is you have to have the interlock device installed on your vehicle, which costs you a chunk of money
you
to get
have to pay
installed.
For.
Yeah, $70 a month.
Yeah, if you're double drunk.
Yes,
you get
yes,
the interlock,
get the interlock. Yeah. and then, or you know, the other provision is if you refuse, if you refuse a breathalyzer, I don't think it's just a sobriety test. I think it's a breathalyzer. If you refuse the breathalyzer and you're found guilty or plead guilty to a DUI, then they can make you do the interlock device too, even if it's less than 0.16.
And also, if you refuse the breathalyzer, even if you're found not guilty or your case is dismissed, you still get a suspension of 90 days
yes.
from the state. That's separate and apart from the DUI conviction itself. I had a case where a DUI was dismissed, but because my client refused the breathalyzer, his license was suspended for 90 days. And so you've got collateral consequences like that, you know, apart from the whether you're found guilty or not.
And the $375 or whatever it costs to get your license back.
And the reinstatement fee. So it certainly adds up.
So, Champ, do you ever think that one of the guys, he's down on the south side, he's having a little drink, and he tells his buddy, I'll give you $5 if you blow on this.
Oh, there ain't no doubt they do it. There ain't no doubt they do it. Get that car
That's
started.
That's risky business.
It is risky. Because, I don't remember what the provision is, but, yeah, if you're cheating the system, it's bad.
How are they going to know, Melvin, that somebody else blew in your tube?
I don't know.
Call a cab.
Yeah, call a cab.
Uber.
That's the best.
Uber. Walk.
Yes.
But don't do that.
So, Champ, what is the most DUI convictions for one person that you can think of that somebody's told you? Y'all, for some reason, I mean, this was an older guy. I think 11. I think some guy one time told me he had 11 prior DUIs. What do you think?
Yeah, I was going to say, I've seen double digits before. I've seen 10.
That's unreal.
But do you think some of these convictions were probably in the 70s when they wasn't really strict about laws? Probably.
Yeah. They just go up there and plead guilty.
Yeah.
They go plead guilty and get out. You know, because you go plead guilty, and Champ knows this, and a lot of city courts, you go plead guilty to them and then pay your fine and get out and go on. So, yeah, that happened a long time ago, yes.
Wow.
And probably even up recently.
Definitely.
So, and it adds up. But the other thing that we hadn't talked about, and I think it's a 90-day, 6-month, and then it's like a 2-year, then a 5-year suspension. Your license, you know, as you get that fourth DUI, it's a 5-year, is that right, or 3 or 5 year suspension of your license.
Wow.
So when you, and the other collateral consequences like we're talking about is, what about all the driving while suspended that you get? You know,
Ooh,
you pulled over.
You know, they get a bunch of
driving while revoked.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
And that's really what.
And
it
that
is.
Adds more time to getting your license.
Yeah,
back.
6 months.
About
isn't
6 months each time.
Wow.
Packed on.
And in Jefferson County, what's his name? It'll come to me in a minute. Shelly Watkins. He used to make you serve 2 days if you drove while revoked. I was dumbfounded. I went out and took a person. I was like, this ain't no big deal. We'll plead you to drive them while revoked. He goes, no, you know I put people in jail for 2 days for that. You know, my client was about to die because some of the, I can't remember what the other tickets were, they was dismissed, and the driving while revoked, we thought would be, I think it was probably a DUI got dismissed, and we thought, well, we're getting at least a driving while revoked out here, and he was going to go to jail for 2 days anyway. But the judge gave him a break that time, but he says, I always put people in jail for 2 days for driving while revoked.
Well, and Melvin, that's another expense right there on a DUI or a driving while revoked. Your car usually gets impounded.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
And so you got to pay to get your car out of impound. It just adds up from every direction, and it's not worth it.
Is it 170? No, it's usually 165 or 175. If you get it the next day, it's like 165 or 175. Get it towed in. I think that's set out. They can only charge so much money.
I need to own a tow company.
$10 or $15 a day.
I need an impound yard. Is what I need. I'd never work a day in my life. So the bottom line is keep your Mad Dog 2020 and stay at the house and watch HBO.
Yeah. It's not like the old days. We had to drive to Decatur or Warrior to get your beer.
You can get it right here.
You can get it right here.
Do anything but drink and drive, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Guys, thanks for letting me call in. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you, Champ. Thank you, Champ. I appreciate you.
Call back anytime.
Well, yeah, that would make you – that would definitely talk you out of taking a drink and driving.
Oh, yeah. That's insane.
Because I forgot, you know, he brought out a bunch of things I never did think about. Yeah, that towing, man, can you imagine? I mean, so getting out, so here's the deal. So you get busted. I mean, you're miserable anyway. You're going to sit in jail. They make you sit in jail for about 12 hours. So you get out of jail. You got to have $35 to pay the bail bond to get out. You got to pay a bail bondsman probably $100 to get out of jail. And you're like, well, I got to go get my vehicle. Where is it at? It's over at so-and-so's towing. Well, how much you going to cost to get me out? $175.
Yeah.
So already you're $250, $300 in the hole, and you ain't even been to court yet, and it ain't even started yet. You're just getting out of jail and getting home, and you done spent $350 on that. So, and it is not worth it.
There used to be a show on TV within the last few years, and it was an impound place.
Yes.
And I forgot the name of that show. It was so funny. This was like a city. Hmm. I don't know if it was in Atlanta or not, but it just dealt with the people coming to get their cars because they were impounded. Fighting, cussing, yelling, screaming. It was, oh my goodness. It was really funny to watch on TV, though.
Well, let me tell you an impound story I got. We being me and my wife, was on my motorcycle and was up in Knoxville for the Alabama game. And we pulled in and parked in a place. Well, I knew I shouldn't have parked. My front wheel and probably my tank was in the yellow part. I shouldn't have parked. But most of my motors, three-quarters of my motorcycle was clear. But some of it was definitely in the yellow. So I turned the wheels towards the curb, did all the stuff. And, you know, I have a nice motorcycle. I thought, there's no tow truck going to pick up my motorcycle.
Right. It was gone.
What was I mistaken? So, anyway, when we was walking down to the stadium, there was an area by a bridge. People were pulling in and parking, and there was police officers standing there, but they wasn't stopping nobody. Now, they wasn't directing them in there, because I watched them, but they didn't stop it. And they knew.
Oh, yeah, they knew.
They knew that everybody parked there was going to get towed. And so once you get in the stadium, they line up trucks up and down. I don't know what, I guess that's 40 or 75, whichever one goes right through that area. There's tow trucks lined up for miles, and boy, they have a field day. So they go down there and get all of them cars out during the game, and so I walk over and there's my motor. It's gone. I was like, oh my gosh. So we go back here and literally we wait for like an hour and a half to almost 2 hours to get a cab. It cost us $50 to get over across Knoxville to get where they tow this thing at. And I know what you're talking about. There was a line of probably 100 people there, and they were mad. They were cussing and fussing. And I said, I'll never go to a Knoxville football game again. And guess what? I went 2 years later.
So do you think, and I hate to even say this because I'm going to sound bad, but do you think the record company, in the sheriff's office.
May have tilt, maybe some tips going on. I don't
know. Yes, they are.
I just heard. I know. I know the cab driver that picked us up says, "Man, you ought to see it." But he said it happens every ball game. He says they'll literally line up for miles down the interstate, and as soon as that ball game starts, there they come.
Start towing them in. We're going to take a break, and we will be back in just a moment with Understanding the Law with Coleman attorney, Marvelous Melvin Hastings.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a senior's only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Welcome back. Live 95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. You're listening to Understanding the Law, a show taking your questions about how the law affects you. A show that is a deep discussion on the most common topics that come up in a law office and how the system of law works right here in Coleman County. If you have a question about the law, give us a call here at the Live 95 studio at 256-737-9505. This program is made possible by the support of local Coleman attorney Melvin Hastings. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, once again, here's your host for Understanding the Law, Big D, Daryl Netherly.
You know, Melvin, I would actually like to give a fine to the Alabama State Road Department for putting up all these crazy curbs in the middle of Coleman's what I'd like to do. I swear I still can't stand them things.
They are somewhat aggravating.
Yeah.
Because I think it's because we're used to being on a certain street and going across and turning.
Yeah, exactly.
There's that stupid curb there.
Man. Yeah. Whatever. I don't know who approved that, but it's done. It's a done deal.
Done.
There ain't no undoing it. That's for sure.
And I'm wondering because it's... If I'm not mistaken, it's all on U.S. highways. It's on U.S. Highway 278,
right.
And it's on U.S. Highway 231. I mean, U.S. Highway 31. So it must be federal money, federal grant money, probably that the city got, because it's just in the city. It's probably federal money that they got that they had to spend. If they didn't spend it, they'd lose it.
Right. Yeah, I think when I retire, I'm going to push for the city of Coleman to put parking meters everywhere, and that way I could be my part-time job. I just walk around with a little pad, write tickets, everybody. I'd be everybody's friend, wouldn't I?
Oh, they'd love you.
Big D, don't give me no ticket, man. I'll buy you some Hardee's. All right, man, I'll let you slide.
Oh, how much is a parking ticket now?
I don't even know. Who has parking meters anyway?
Beham.
Are they the only ones? Because I don't think I've ever seen them in Decatur or Huntsville.
Well,
unless they're downtown or something.
There are the Huntsville ones are over there. Downtown, over by where the courthouse, where the Von Braun Civic Center, are there, yes. Because I have to pay for them things when I go to court there.
But look, what about some new technology so where you can slide your credit card in there? How cool would that be?
Yeah, they do. Some places, some of the bigger cities, they have them.
I've never seen that.
Yes.
I was just making that up.
No, they do. They sure do. You put your credit card in there and pay for it.
So can you pay for like an hour or two or something?
Yes. You select how long you want.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine, you know, that some of these big towns, they make some money off the parking meters. And, man, they will be happy to write you a ticket. They'll take the cussing and hand you that ticket.
And what happens is, so you're visiting Nevada, well, you're visiting Grand Canyon out there, and you park wrong, you get your ticket, and you think, I ain't going to pay that parking ticket. It's all right. You drive home, and you ain't worried about it until you license. You try to renew your license, and there's a suspension notice, and you're like, where did I get my license suspended? And then it shows the state of Nevada, Clark County or whatever. That's Clark County, but yep. Las Vegas.
Yep. And you know what? I had no idea that they'd done that.
Yes, absolutely.
So they suspend your license in another state, and you can't renew.
Yes,
I did not know that.
These states get together, and they have these packs that says if, you know, they all join together and say, if we write tickets, y'all recognize tickets of each state. And so, yeah, they'll recognize it, and you sure will. You'll get a license suspension.
No idea.
Yes.
So what's that going to cost me if that ticket's 4 years old?
Well, I mean, probably just the same amount of – probably the same amount – and I just thought about it. That's the reason the states do it. Because if you get your license suspended, you may send Nevada $10, $15 for that speeding ticket. But guess what? If your license are suspended, you can go pay that $175 Alabama.
Oh, here we go.
Not raising your taxes, but we're going to raise your fines and fees for everything. Pay that $175 fee to get your license back.
Oh my goodness!
So a $5 or $10 parking ticket cost you $200.
Oh
yeah.
My goodness!
And some heartache. Hey, imagine this, because this could happen. I think Watkins got beaten in Birmingham though, in Jefferson County, the judge. But you could get a ticket. You could forget about it. You could get a parking ticket, leave another state, get a suspended license. Get pulled over in Birmingham because you didn't realize, on Jefferson County, because you didn't realize you had a suspended license. You just threw the paper in the garbage. Then you could go to jail for 2 days.
Oh, my
goodness. Could you imagine? Over a parking ticket. It could. You could, man. You could. Drive on suspended, go jail for 2 days.
Unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
Hey, anything can happen in Jefferson County. I can tell you that right now. That is one place you don't want to go. My goodness.
The other thing is, now, if you, and I know this personally because I've had to deal with it. I think it was in Louisville, Kentucky, and it may have been in Illinois, I guess, when we went to Chicago. You go up. I went up to and it was like at nighttime, I think it was, but I went up to one of these. It looked like a toll road, but there's nobody there. There's nothing there. It said keep change there or something like that, but it didn't look like, I thought, man, is this just something that's just shut down? Because this just don't look right. So I drove through it, went on, didn't have to think nothing of it. And when I came back, same way, had no problems. It looked abandoned. And then you get something in the mail, it says Riverlink. and what it is, it's the cameras. It's the company. And sure enough, there's my smiling face driving the vehicle. driving the vehicle. And it's just as clear as day, it's me.
Oh, my God.
And then
that's
on the back, on the back side, it's got your tag. So that's how they identify you. So they're connected with the state of Alabama. So they can say, hey, here's a tag. Who does this belong to? This vehicle belong to? And you get a thing in the mail. Hey, you owe us $10. So what I could have threw... three quarters in that stupid toll box.
Right.
It didn't look like it was operating. The stupid thing cost me $10. Yes.
So, you know, what's really the whole deal about these toll bridges and toll
roads?
They're
privates. They're privately owned.
Holy crap. We're paying you every day to go across this thing.
Yes.
How much money are you making?
So the Orange Beach Express. Yeah, the Gulf Shores Orange Beach Expressway is owned by... one of the guys, didn't they, that it ain't Fob James in it. It seemed like it's one of the guys that run for governor or something.
Oh, really?
Yes. They own that toll road. So, but, you know, I guess they own that property that put that toll road in there and spent that money on it. So,
I just don't understand. I mean, they're just taking people's money left and right.
Yes.
So what's your alternative? Not pay the $150 and go around? I mean.
That's it. You know, but I don't know, they may be taken care of, but surely they're responsible for taking maintenance of it and everything else. You know?
Oh, they'd have to.
Surely.
I would imagine.
They collect the money.
I would imagine maintenance is probably pretty high on a bridge once it starts getting older.
Yes.
I don't know how you can fix it unless you pour some more concrete or something. I don't know. I know when I buzz through Gunnersville every single day, at certain times you'll see some of the guys hanging off the bridge, you know, with cameras and stuff like that, inspecting the bridge. Yes. I'm like, hey, that job's not for me.
Yeah.
No, sirree. I'm not dangling for nothing. That's insane. Oh me. Yeah, parking meters in Coleman. That could be the next ordeal right there. People are probably cussing me listening right
don't
now.
Don't give them ideas. You know what I'm saying? Don't give them ideas.
Oh me.
Cuz it would take a lot of them to pay even salary of a meter maid or meter whatever you want to call them is going to be.
I mean, they'll probably make $8 an hour.
So, I mean, it, you know, and if they're a city employee, you're going to, I mean, it's $25,000-$30,000 you're probably going to spend, you know, for at least for them of a salary. Then you got to buy them a vehicle and then probably some insurance and stuff like that. So you'd have to have a lot of meters and a lot of money generated to do that.
Well, I mean, there's only a few blocks in downtown Coleman.
Yeah,
so.
And the thing about it, boy, I'd hate to be the city councilman that come up with that idea and vote because you're done.
I would run against him in a minute, Melvin, I'd win.
Yeah, you wouldn't get reelected, guaranteed.
Oh,
that would be the next platform. I'm taking in all these parking meters.
You'd be applauded for a year.
Yes.
No more tickets. Big D has taken over. You know, like I said, one of these days I am going to run for political office here in Coleman. I don't know when or what office, but I am. I don't know. When I retire, I might go for mayor or something. Because I don't think like I have anything in feeling that I could run for. We have zero political offices.
I was just thinking, Berlin voted tonight, didn't they? Didn't Berlin vote today? I think they voted
for a mayor?
No, not for a mayor. They voted to become incorporated.
Okay.
So I guess they will be a town of Berlin. They may be the town now. They may be going to try to be a city of Berlin. I guess that's maybe what they're trying to look at, being a city. Surely not.
No.
Surely they're trying
to
be a town.
Yeah, I think there's a certain population in order to be a city.
So
yeah,
they probably vote to be the town.
But do most towns have mayors?
Yes.
Well, look, I live close to Berlin. I could run for mayor.
You could be the mayor of Berlin.
Man, wouldn't that be hot? Big D, mayor of Berlin.
Kind of flows, doesn't it?
It does. I could have my own little entourage. We'll go down to Mike's Barbecue and have breakfast every morning. Go to the Rock Store and hang out.
You know, I guess being in a town, I guess you get to keep some of the property tax money, maybe. Get to keep a portion of the sales tax money. Otherwise, I don't know how you raise
Well, there's
the
only
money.
About three businesses there, so you're pretty screwed as far as...
I know. It's going to be tough. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be tough.
We have a really small budget.
But, you know, they may be, there's probably some, there's got to be an advantage to it somewhere.
There's got to be some grant that I can apply for.
That, you're right. Get some money, and then it probably, you know, if you're trying to get a business out there, maybe a bigger business, you know, rather than saying in the community of Berlin, it's in the town of
right.
Berlin, it probably sounds better, more attractive right. to somebody that's looking. And that may be what they're doing. You know, they may know something. Maybe Utaka, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Maybe some offspring of Utaka, something's going to spread out further, and that's what they're trying to do is catch it in within their town limits.
Well, I'm sure there's plenty of open land out there that they can bring industry in. So, I don't know. My kind of job, though. I need to be a mayor of some town. I don't care where it's at. I don't care if it's Green Acres, as long as I got that title.
Or Mayberry.
Well, this has been an interesting show tonight, hasn't it?
We haven't talked much about the law, but we did do a good public service announcement
yes.
that it is not worth getting a DUI.
No, it's
I guarantee
not.
You.
No, it's not.
It is a bad day if you get a DUI.
So how long do you have to go to that AA school whenever you get – is it like a month or two or 6 months or something?
Most of them is probably 6 months because what happens is – sometimes if it's your first DUI and you're not just really drunk and you're not, you know, you're not wrecking cars and stuff like that, you just made a bad mistake type of a deal, and you're not a criminal, you just made a bad mistake. Sometimes that they will say, because I mean we didn't talk about all the money, it's unbelievable, and you lose your license, your insurance, so sometimes they realize you really are getting punished. So what they will say is, if you complete these classes or do this, complete this program, then we'll dismiss and don't get in any other trouble. We'll leave this case open for a year. And if you do everything you're supposed to, don't get in any more trouble, then we'll dismiss it. You got to pay the court costs. I mean, the court costs are still $595 right. bucks. But so what you would do is you'd go to like court referral, and they'd probably send you over here to it's called turnaround counseling over here on 270s. Those people do an assessment on you. They give you a test, ask you a bunch of questions, and interview you and stuff. And then they determine, are you a moderate drinker? You know, do you really have a problem? So that's where it comes in.
Okay.
You know, if you're like, hey, man, I went over to somebody's house, and I just had a drink, ain't drunk 10 years. I ain't ever drunk a drop in my life, and I made a mistake, did this, did that. And if they really believe you and that you didn't have an alcohol problem, you know, they'd probably say, you know, you need to do 10 sessions, 20 sessions, 30 sessions, 2 months of monitoring. So that's how they set up. It's the going and interviewing thing. But they're smart. They're smart. They've been trained. So you can't go over. You know, everybody would like to go over and say, oh, no, I don't have an alcohol problem. I've never right. dropped my life. But they're trained to know who's lying and who's not. You know what I'm saying? So so some people gets it. I would say 6 months would surely be the longest. But, you know, that's a lot of classes, man.
That is.
They'll go sometimes you go 3 or 4 classes a night. Yes. A week. 3 or 4
that's
nights
still a lot.
Week. Yes.
I have never been to an AA class. I've never had a DUI. Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what they even talk about. I mean, what do you even talk about in an AA meeting?
I've never been to one
I thought it was for real bad alcoholics that, you know, talk about it and, hey, how can we do better? Yeah. But
hey,
I don't have a
question. Well, the people that have a problem with it that I've understand that goes to it, they love it because you kind of get a camaraderie about people that's in the same shape you
right.
are, that's got a lot of times they are the people that's got problems. And they realize they've got a problem. They realize, hey, if we don't address this problem, if we don't keep it in our front of our mind, then we can slip right back into it.
So it's more of a support group.
It is. That's exactly what it is, a support group. So I think the new ones going in there, they're like, oh. But then I think you realize, oh, Lord, I could be like this guy and be a lifer here, you know, for the next 25
right.
years, come up here on every Monday night or Thursday night.
That.
Yes.
No.
So, yes, it's probably easier just when you realize, hey, I've got to that spot, just to stop it.
Yeah.
Or just don't even get to that spot.
I guess that's like going to Overeaters Anonymous, you
know.
Hey, don't eat a Whopper before you go.
Don't eat a Whopper.
Get some celery
donut.
Sticks or something.
Yes. But they have NA classes, too, for narcotics. And a lot of these, you know, now churches are really getting involved. And I say now they are. They have been for a long time. But there's a lot of church support groups. And they're all over the neighborhood.
Right.
They're all over county and all kind of communities. They'll have outreach programs
right.
and stuff. So.
Which is wonderful because,
it is.
Because they're free.
They're free. And then you're not only getting the substance abuse, you're getting the religious training. And,
exactly.
You know, kind of a church family And sometimes I'm sure they capture some of those people. Some of those people, you know, that may be the only opportunity or only invitation they have to go to church.
Right.
So it kind of helps them out. So
having the word in it, you know, I think it's very encouraging because they really are there for you.
Yes.
It's not a government thing trying to get money out of you.
Yeah, because they're not making nobody's making any money off of it. These are all totally volunteers.
That's
so.
It. I know my nephew goes to Temple Baptist, and I think he says they have some groups over
there. Oh,
they
have a bunch of groups.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yep.
Love that.
Well, I've got to get out of here. I've got some more engagements to go.
All right. Melvin is an important man. You're going
to
be doing
some. I'm a candidate, so I have to get busy.
So what are you a candidate for, Melvin? Circuit Court Judge of Coleman. You have
Coleman.
Heard it for the first time right here on Live 95.5, and you are running up against?
The position that's currently occupied by Judge Williams, Judge Martha Williams.
Okay.
So there's two circuit court judges. One of them's Judge Nicholas, and one of them's Judge Williams. So she ran in 6 years ago, and she presently she's in place too. That term ends in January. She has qualified to run again, and I've also qualified to run for that position. So
you're saying that's a six-year term?
Yes. All judges are in the state of Alabama, whether it's probate judge, district judge, circuit judge, or the Supreme Court justices, all of them 6-year terms.
Not that I want to keep you any longer, but if you get this position, is this just going to be like 2 or 3 days a week that
you're
going to court?
You're full-time.
So are you still going to...
No, if you're a probate judge, if you're a district judge, if you're a circuit judge, or if you're a appellate court judge, then your law practice stops, yeah.
So
that's your full-time job.
Is there any chance that you could hire somebody to run the business? Another
you
attorney?
Can, yeah, you can. I would say that you probably it's probably a little bit questionable about the name. I don't know about that.
Okay.
But if you had, you probably could be one, and then hire other people could come in and work associates. But now those people couldn't practice in front of you. They would be completely out of the picture. So
wow. Alrighty then.
So you just wind the business down is what you do.
Wow.
When that happens. So
how about that?
That happens every
year. Well, good luck.
Year.
And thank I hope you,
you
win. And a lot of people will miss you. And if you need a campaign manager, I know you're not going to ask me, but I would be the one to do it. Daryl, watch what you say.
Yes, if I say.
All his billboards would be gone.
Yes. Hey, that would be a way to get him elected.
Look, that dang sign company would go bankrupt if he dropped all them 4,000 billboards in
Alabama.
You know
what? I wouldn't doubt that he owns that side company. You know, he may own the side company. Yeah. Or have an ownership interest in it.
I can't imagine, even with as many as he has, I know he gets a break probably for $300 or $400, but still, you know, $300 or $400 a month times 982 signs.
It's a lot of money.
All right, Melvin, so good luck, and we'll be praying for you, and we hope you win.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Melvin Haston, running for local judge.
Circuit judge.
Circuit judge. Yes. Man, that's exciting. It really is. So Melvin is actually going to beat me in a political office. That kind of makes me mad. Melvin, I need to be up there with you. I need to run for something. What can I run for this time? Anything? Am I too late now?
Too late.
Yeah, I'll wait another 4 years, I guess.
2 years? I mean, 2 years there'll be something up. I don't know what it'd be.
Well, I want to be road commissioner so I can tell everybody that I'm going to yank these curb things up and I'd get voted quickly, even though I'd be lying about it and the state owns it. I can still run on that. All right, Melvin. On Understanding the Law, if we can get... we can get little D. Danielle to slide over here to the mic. She's been running live Facebook the entire time, so she's got 6 minutes to talk about JamFest 2018 and what all is going to go on at Camp Liberty on April the 21st. So if you'll give me your camera and quit primping. Or is that called pimping or primping?
I was trying to hold it.
No, we've got 6 minutes. We're just going to go ahead and knock it out.
I was trying to hold it at the same time.
All right, you're on. So go ahead and tell us about
JamFest
2018. Rip the knob off.
So it's going to be on Camp Liberty property at Battleground, Alabama, on U.S. Highway 157. And we are having, let me write this down because it'll be easier. We have Jesse.
You can't write stuff down. You got to sit there and say
I'm trying to remember. Hey, I've worked hard today.
You've got 5 minutes to start.
Jesse Priest.
From
Holly Pond. He will be opening up, and then we'll have
Overflow.
I've just learned that one, by the way. Sorry, Christopher.
Christian Group Arab, Alabama.
And then next we're going to have Ben Mosley and the Contraband.
Not in that certain order, but we'll figure it out, though.
Shut up, Daryl. You're awful. I work too hard today. I can't think. Then Baybrook, which is Bailey Vest, and Wes Brown.
Oh, you forgot one.
Bama Country.
There you go.
Hey.
Two solo artists and four bands will be performing from 3 p.m. till midnight, April 21st, at Camp Liberty in Battleground, Alabama. It's our first outdoor country concert that we are promoting ourselves and hoping it does very well. It's $10. Bring your lawn chair. Bring your blanket. Come out. Big D's going to have the grill fired up, so we're going to have some hot dogs and refreshments out there. And I'm going to give you a really great price. I'm not going to charge you $10 a hot dog like the University of Alabama and Auburn does.
And we will have VIP tickets, too. So we will have a meet and greet area. We're trying to lay down like all the criteria, the places of parking and things like that. Camp Liberty is 76 acres, so we have plenty of space to choose from. We just have to organize it and get it all together, and that's where I come in. And we have an amazing little amphitheater out there. This seats about 400. And then, of course, like Big D said, bring your blanket and your chair, because there's a huge fire pit out there also. And we're going to light the stage up with Cosmic Sound LLC DJ Entertainment.
So in between music, Cosmic Sound will be playing some jamming music, and an incredible light show will be going on also.
No, sorry I look so rough tonight, guys. I'll smile, though. We're having an event tomorrow night at Camp Liberty called Letters from Home. Starts at 6:30. You can buy tickets at the door. We do realize that most churches will go on Wednesday, but it just happens to fall on February 14th on Valentine's Day for this young lady from Letters from Home to come and perform. She could not come at any other time or we would have moved it. But tickets are available at the door. Dinner will be served. Mad Dog Mike's will be catering. So y'all come on out for a night of fun. And Cosmic Sound DJ Entertainment will be doing the entertainment part of the event.
Some of it.
Some of it. A lot of it.
And ticket prices are?
Ticket prices are $76 online, and they're $84 at the door.
And you get lots of food and entertainment.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Mm. There's a little dance floor, and it's really nice.
So do all the ladies need to wear red on Valentine's?
I'm wearing red. I don't know.
I said all.
I don't know. It's personal preference. Most women do wear red, though. I suggest you wear red if I'm giving fashion advice.
Well, you know, I'm not the red kind of guy, so. So, look, April 21st, Camp Liberty is going to be a happening time. So, we are providing a country music venue for you. It's going to be outdoors. And, I mean, bring your family. It's only $10 to get in. And check it out. If you will go to Facebook page, What's Happening in Coleman. That's W-H-A-T-S. There is no apostrophe in that. What's Happening in Coleman. Why do I say that? Because several people have imitated my page and made pages like mine. So I don't want you to go to their pages. I want you to go to my page. What's Happening in Coleman. And I will be giving away free tickets from now until April the 20th. I've already given away probably, I don't know, 20 tickets maybe. And I'll probably give away another 20, 30, 40, 50. And so have your family and friends come with you. Pay the $10, and you're going to see some great entertainment. Wes Brown, Nashville recording artist, is the headliner. And you're going to see Wes Brown pretty soon all over Nashville and all over the United States. So I think he'll be kicking off a tour this summer, and he'll be all over the place. If you have never seen Wes Brown, you're going to tell you something. You are missing out on one heck of an entertainer. So this guy is gaining popularity very fast, and you'll just see them. So, great folks, great talent, you know, and we have really tried to concentrate on local talent for most of the concert. Wes Brown is originally from Walker County. Ben Mosley and the Contraband, they're from Birmingham. Everybody else is from Coleman. So that's what we wanted to do, and we plan to try to do the same thing. If we do this rock concert in August, we're going to have a lot of the local bands that's going to come in and play rock.
And we'd like to congratulate Bay Brooke on her win from Saturday night from a competition that she competed in. And
with WZYP 104.3.
She has obtained her a spot to compete.
That's awesome.
And she's a phenomenal young lady who taught herself how to play the guitar. And she has just an amazing sound.
She is amazing.
She's an amazing young lady.
So I always enjoy having her in the studio. She'll be here Thursday night along with Christopher Greer,
Mark Ryan, and they are called the
Overflow.
I can't get that.
Contemporary Christian group out of Arab, Alabama. You've been listening to Understanding the Law with Little D, Coleman attorney Melvin Hastings, and Big D. You can check us out again this coming Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. on the Big D Radio Show. We're Understanding the Law. It's the Big D Radio Show coming up Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Following us now, be followed by Just Joshing Around with Just Josh. Make sure you tune in and listen to him.
Y'all go easy on them. They're brand new at this.
Hey, we'll be easy. God bless you, and most importantly, God bless America. We'll see you next time.